Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 podcast.
Hope y'all welcome into the Paul Feinbaum Show. Peter Burns sitting in for Mr. Feinbaum all 4 hours today at Peter Burns ESPN on Twitter. I asked y'all the question, if you could have any documentary on any college football, really college program of all time, which one you'd check in? Some great answers over there on Twitter, at Peter Burns ESPN, and always your phone calls as well. 855-242-PAUL. Let's go to Mobile, Alabama. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, Peter Burns?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
All right. I ain't really got a response to that question. I kind of got a follow-up on what one of your earlier callers said. I know you're a big LSU fan. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, on your personal opinion, who you think's going to win the West this year. I know LSU's looking strong.
Jay, I touched on it in hour one. Again, Jaden Daniels at the helm. I'm a firm believer in what Brian Kelly is doing down there. And again, this is not to say or slight anything that's happening on in Tuscaloosa, because I think Nick Saban is still the greatest coach in the history of college football, the history of the entire game. I think that's what Nick Saban is. I just have more question marks about Alabama than I do about LSU right now. And so, yeah, I do pick LSU. Oh. And I'm actually kind of surprised, too, and nobody's really brought it up, Jay, because I think the expectation levels have been so low lately, is I love Connor Wigman for Texas A&M. And I don't know, and it's just one of these kind of like mid, you know, early summer gut feelings that A&M's going to be better than a lot of people give him credit for.
I think so, too. I really do. I really do. I agree with you on that. It's going to be tough in the West. It's going to be tough in the West.
Jay, before I let you go, what did you think of the 8 versus 9 game schedule? You know, that the league is only going to do basically kind of a one-off in 2024 and then kind of decide after that.
I like it. I like it, but it don't really matter too much, but I like it. But how do you feel? I got to ask you this. How do you feel like there's – they say in next year there's going to be no conferences at all. I mean, no division.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, Jay, thank you for that. I'm going to get another phone call in here. Real quick on that, I personally don't like it. I understand it. It's what every other conference is doing. It's a way to put your best two teams in. However, I always kind of traditionally like the race inside the race, right? The race to Atlanta, who was going to win the East, who was going to win the West. I enjoyed it that way. But because of the way that the schedule is and how many teams you have, it's tougher to figure out an East versus West and make that equitable for everybody. So I'm not a big fan of it, but I mean, everything is changing in college football as well. I don't like the transfer portal, and it's in, right? Now, I don't mind name, image, and likeness. I think the players should be able to get a piece of the pie. But the game is definitely changing, to say the least. Logan is in Louisville. Thanks for joining us here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, Logan?
Hey, Peter. How's it going?
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. I would like to talk about two things. How do you, like, what is your take on the college football game? As an 18-year-old, I love it. Like, I still play NCAA football 14 on my Xbox 360. But just with the money, I don't think the big players are going to take $500 for everybody. I think they're going to want at least like $1,000, because they're like the top players and whatnot. I just want to hear your take on that. Or
Yeah, Logan, I think – so what Logan is talking about is they're going to re-release the NCAA football game. And I don't think it's going to be called NCAA because I don't think that'll be a part of it. But their college football video game on Xbox and PlayStation. And then there are some people – we'll talk to Matt Brown about this in 30 minutes – said that some players may boycott it, right? That $500 is not enough. The problem is there, Logan, is I think it's going to be such a cultural phenomenon. I think the players are going to want to be in it. And I'm not quite sure, like myself, I'm going to buy it. Like, I don't care if Caleb Williams of USC says, no, I'm not going to get in it unless you pay me $20,000. Well, that's fine. Then we'll just have QB1 at USC, and I'm still going to play the damn game. So, like, they don't really necessarily have a ton of leverage. They just won't be in the football game.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm going to buy the game either way. And second thing, how do you feel about, like, Alabama, or not Alabama, the documentary, the question you guys asked? I think the 2010 Auburn team, coming from an Alabama fan, that would be pretty cool. And also the 2009 Alabama team. But I feel like people would like to see Auburn 2010 with, you know, Cam Newton and all that, but... I'd say Alabama 09 or Auburn.
Those would be good ones. Logan, that's a great phone call because that's what we're talking about here is like if you had a documentary behind the scenes, you got to see all the footage. I mean, like I can vividly remember, I wish there was behind the scenes footage of me watching Cam Newton in 2010 because as an LSU fan, I broke at least 3 remote controls in a single day because you just knew when Cam got the ball and it was 3rd and 4, well, you might as well just give him the dang first down because he was unstoppable. And it's hard to believe that entire team, Cam was the only person that played in the NFL. Think about how good that team was, and Cam was the only guy that got a start in the NFL. Like, it was legitimately him and a bunch of really good college players, but nobody that played on that next level. How about this? Joel and Geraldine, my favorite duo. What's up, y'all?
Hey, how you doing, TV?
How you doing, Bert?
I'm doing well. So when y'all call, y'all are on speakerphone, right? Is that how this thing works or what?
Yes, we're on speaker.
You want to talk?
No, you can't hear us both. Hey, Peter Burns, how's your wife doing?
She's doing great, although she's in a little bit of a pickle, though, Geraldine, because she actually is employed by Wake Forest now, but she's a diehard Alabama fan. So I'm trying to convince her that she needs to wear all Alabama gear and go up to the Wake Forest game and pull against her employer, but I don't think she's going to do that.
I don't think so. Well, she should. She should.
I would do it. Let her give it a shot, Peter.
Joel, hey, will you loan? Hey, if she loses her job, will you loan me money, Joel?
Oh, sure, no problem.
Perfect.
You probably got more money than I do, Paul. I mean, Peter Burns. I'm sorry. Hey, Peter. We went to the dentist's office to get our teeth cleaned. And the dentist comes out and goes, "You were on the Paul Feinbaum show, and Peter Burns was the host." I said, "Yeah, he had it recorded, the best of."
Yeah, he goes, I had to do a take back. He goes, that's Geraldine.
You there?
Yeah. No, I mean, so do you guys, like, I know y'all do a lot of stuff together. You go to the dentist together as well?
Yeah.
See, my wife can't drive.
Oh, so, yes.
I haven't drove since 98.
Oh, okay. So you basically, now, so my question is, Geraldine, when Joel's driving, Do you treat him like the Uber and like the real fancy driver? Does he open the door for you and he sits in the back seat and you get to control the music like an Uber driver, or do you ride in the front with him?
I ride in the front with him, but I'm always freaking out. Because I'm always making noises like ooh, stop, because it's break, like riding on a freaking light, roller coaster. I don't know what's going on. I tell him, if you're going to go over a hole, let me know, you know?
Hey, real quick, Mr. Burns, on that documentary, don't you think that Georgia should be included in that documentary with going from near 40 years and then back-to-back championships?
It would be good, but let's say that you had to do it just for a 2-year period, right? Would you do the back-to-back? Would you do the heartbreak of 2017? Like, you know, third and 26. What would be the interesting part? Because I think it would be fascinating to see. Like Georgia's already got to the promised land, right? They've climbed Mount Everest. Yeah. They've done it twice. I think they're the gold standard of college football now. I would love to go back and watch Kirby's like first 2 years behind the scenes of how he grew to be Nick Saban's huge nemesis. Because I don't think it was easy for Kirby. Kirby makes it look easy now. I think it was hard as hell for him for the first 2 years to kind of find his way in coaching.
Well, you know what I think? Not that I know that much, but I think when Kirby came into Georgia, he had some good players with Mark Richt, you know?
Yeah, like I know, I've been reading Paul's book, and chapter 7, he's already talking about more Mark Richt just couldn't win the big one. Like every time we get to SEC championship, we lose it. But hey, Mike, hey, you know you like LSU, right?
I'm French and Geraldine. I love Geraldine. Well, Geraldine, I love you. Geraldine, I have adopted you as like my aunt here because you're perfect. Yes, Joel, I do pull for the Tigers occasionally.
Let me tell you something. You know, I think, you know, Nussmeier, you know, when you came in, Bill took it. Remember the championship game you came in second half?
Yeah.
And I think if he would have started that game, he probably would have beat us. He was killing us.
Well, guess what, PB?
Yeah.
Say what?
What?
Hi.
Wish me a happy birthday.
Happy 25th birthday, Geraldine. Happy birthday to you. Joel, where are you taking her for birthday dinner?
We have a cabin in LSJ. We're taking her this weekend. We're going to take a chill right now.
We're going to have a party.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's good. Nice. Well, make sure you invite Paul. Maybe Paul will show up one day out there with the invite.
Yeah, hey, Trino, real quick, about Paul's book, I was reading chapter 7, talking about Mark Richt. He said he was in the stands at Georgia, and some Georgia fan poured beer on his head.
Yeesh. Listen.
I know. Poor Paul.
Well, hey, you never know, Paul. Peter Burns, my hide and watch. George, you might do it again.
You never know. Joel, Geraldine, y'all have a great one. Thanks for being such a good husband. Hey. Geraldine, happy birthday, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right,
you
see y'all.
Take care of yourself and give your wife a big kiss for us.
I always do. Thank you, Geraldine. They're like the Ted Lasso of calls. Like it makes me want to be a better person. 855-242-PAUL. Let's get another quick phone call in here. Let's go, Glenn in Alabama. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, Peter Burns. How you doing?
I'm doing great. When you give me that that three-time introduction, my friend.
Yeah, I talked to you last time that you were on. I know you're a big LSU fan. There was a guest on Feinbaum last week, and he's picking LSU to win the national title. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I saw Herbstreit as well, too, say that he thought that LSU and Alabama were in maybe a little bit further along than Georgia. I don't know. I mean, I when you look at this, Glenn, it's so hard to project.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, Glenn, I think even when you start projecting in spring about national championships, I don't know, you know, frankly. I mean, again, I got to see how fall ball ends up coming out together. But, I mean, because I don't really know what Ohio State has. I don't know how good Florida State's going to be. I mean, that LSU-Florida State game in Orlando this year is going to be a hell of a season opener for those two squads.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. I'm excited to watch that. It's going to be like the first game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be that. It's going to be that. Labor Day Sunday. I believe that's the Sunday game because that's what it was last year. So again, listen, LSU win a national championship. I don't think it's there. If I have the lean towards one, I'm not going out on a limb by saying this is Georgia because of their schedule and how deep they are. Until somebody proves me wrong, Georgia's the answer to pretty much every question in college football. 855-242-PAUL is that phone number. Hit me up on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back, Paul Feinbaum Show. Peter Burns sitting in for Mr. Feinbaum. Hit me up on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. 855-242-PAUL is that phone number. Richard in Alabama, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Burns?
What's up, man? Doing great. How are you?
Hey, not much. I was just looking at your Twitter question, and I answered it, but it ain't been put up. Man, I think it would be awesome to have the 92 Crimson Tide National Championship just for documentary or one series of special there on Netflix.
Richard, what about that season? It sounds like you're a diehard Tide fan. Like, what is it that you that is the member you remember from 92?
Oh, man. I was in my mid-20s, I reckon. And, you know, a Southern boy don't grow up till he gets 30 years old anyway. So, man, we were down here and at the creek, and it was just like the whole season. I remember that there was one sports writer that picked Alabama number one, and it was like maybe three or four games into the season, and everybody thought he was crazy. And the season just kept going on and on and on, and we just kept winning. And, you know, with that defense, man, Langham and Teague and Curry and Copeland, man, it was just awesome. I remember it. It was a good day, man.
Do you remember the bowl game? I mean, do you recall like what it was like? I mean, watching that, can you recall like certain moments? You know exactly where you were at. What was that moment for you?
Man, we watched it over at one of my buddies' house. Like the whole everybody in there was Alabama fans, and we didn't have no money back then. We didn't really care about money. But, man, we followed the Tide. We was watching the game, and, you know, Miami was big favorites to win. And as the game went on, the defense just dominated. It was just so awesome. It was just so awesome. Hell, I missed work for a week because I was too drunk to go to work.
Oh, Richard, it just means more. It just means too much sometimes.
I had to beg for my job back, but.
Did you tell the boss? I mean, what had happened? Was at least the boss an Alabama fan as well too, and he could understand?
He didn't understand football too much, but he liked my boss, in which she talked me back into getting my job back. It wasn't much money back then, man. It wasn't all about that. Man, I just remember we come from nowhere, and it'd just be awesome to watch. I mean, Stallings, man, just. It was just crazy. That was a crazy year.
Richard, thank you so much for the phone call and the incredible laugh there. And again, like there's something, and I think that's what a lot of people, listen, nobody really cares about name, image, and likeness in transfer portal, but when you think about the memories, you think about when you're in your transitive years, and these years where you're like 18, 19, 20, 21, and like these are the biggest memories that you have. And for a lot of people, probably listening to this program, it was that team, right? It was that early 90s Alabama squad that ended up winning it all. Ken in South Carolina, thanks for joining us on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, Ken?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
I'll tell you what, you talk so much about that coach at Texas A&M
Mm-hmm.
He ain't nothing but a crook. That's all he is. A crook.
So Ken, what's your beef? Like what is it? There's one thing to call somebody that, but why aren't you a fan of him?
Look at the year that he won the national title. How did he do it? He let Jamin Winston play. He shouldn't have been able to play.
Mm.
He was suspended. Jamin Winston come out on the field with his uniform on.
Ken, thank you for the phone call. I go back and again, this is a monster year for Jimbo Fisher in College Station. Like, you know, everyone wants to talk about LSU and Alabama and how that's going to play out over in the West. And the last year we have division, of course, Georgia going for a three-peat. I frankly believe that the biggest story is Texas A&M, right? I mean, he's gotten more time than Kevin Sumlin now has had in College Station. Like, this is the reason why. This is the reason why not only did you gave him this 10-year contract that was fully guaranteed, but you re-upped it afterwards, right? And I love Ross Bjork. I think he's a fantastic athletic director, but this, at some point, you are looked at as what decisions you make around your college football team. And this is going to be a monster year for Jimbo to prove that those decisions, and especially the contract extension, is the right one. Because I don't think there was a ton of people that were opining and saying, oh, man, I got to have Jimbo Fisher. Where can Jimbo Fisher come out? I think Jimbo needs this year. I still think they're going to be better than what a lot of people are thinking, which is like 7.5, 8 wins this season. I think 7.5 is the over and under win total. It needs to be. It has to be better than that. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Quick break. When we get back, NCAA football game is returning, but are the players returning? Matt Brown from Extra Points joins us coming up next here.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back, Paul Feinbaum Show. Counting the days until EA Sports puts out their new college football game. I cannot wait. I've already called in sick probably that entire week just because I'll be playing countless hours upon that. Matt Brown, Extra Points Newsletter, does a fantastic job of talking everything and anything about it. You've cornered kind of this market, Matt, and I'm fascinated every time you put something out. The latest is, you know, I guess there is some type of effort to get the players together to try to boycott it. I mean, walk me through this latest update.
Sure. So we had news a couple weeks ago that ESPN reported that EA Sports has found a third party to help them actually pay athletes to be in the game. They're going to create a group license with a company called One Team Partners, and every single athlete would be getting the same deal. You know, people have been telling me that's going to be around a couple $100. 500 has been the number reported some places. I've heard it might be a little bit higher than that, but that's about what we're working with here. The deal has not been finalized or sent to the players yet, but you have one potential players advocacy group, the College Football Players Association, or CFBPA, has been put out communication here in an interview with On3 and an email to their members and a newsletter saying, you shouldn't sign that deal. And the reason that the Players Association, the CFBPA, is saying this isn't just because they think that the players aren't getting enough money, but that the players themselves were not involved in negotiating this in any way. You know, for the, for Madden or for NBA 2K, you have a players union that sits down and negotiates on behalf of the players. What the CFPPA is saying is, hey, no player was consulted in any of this whatsoever. There's just this company saying that's the deal, and ideologically, we're opposed to that, which is why they're trying to go get current athletes to not sign this contract.
Do we have any update about if any big-time athletes have signed on to this, if there's any type of traction, or this is like, hey, we're going to try to throw it out there, you know, murky up the waters and see who we can sign in?
It's more of the latter. Again, the deal hasn't been finalized, so nothing's actually been sent to any individual player, so no one's been able to sign in or out at this point. On3 talked to several players. I've been talking to players over the last several months, and the most common feedback that I've been getting, and this tracks with, I think, everything else published about the game, is that most athletes would do it for free. As long as you gave them a copy of the game, at $500 for not having to do anything other than sign something is gravy. That there's nothing to indicate that there's widespread current athlete animosity towards this deal. The CFBPA right now, as well, doesn't have widespread dues-paying members among current college football players. There are members that are former college football players, there are members that are going to become college football players, and there are some that are current. But this is an organization that can say, listen, we've got 6,000 people on our list, and they're all going to march in lockstep with what we're doing. I look at this more as an organization trying to draw attention to a more ideological issue rather than a clear and present danger of thousands of athletes opting out because they want $900 instead of $600.
Yeah, and even, Matt, if they do that, I remember growing up and playing NBA games where they would have a lot of players in it, except Michael Jordan. Like, 23 on the Chicago Bulls was not available. So would this be a situation where, I guess, everybody, hey, if you want to sign up for it, you'll be in the game, and EA Sports does it. If you don't, you're just not, and they have, you know, QB1 over at certain schools?
That is exactly what it is. I mean, we have to think about this here, right? The EA wants to get every single scholarship FBS athlete in this game. We've got over 130 FBS programs coming in here for next year, so we're looking at a player pool of 11,000-plus athletes. And even if they all agree, you can't get 11,000 20-year-olds to check their email or their phone or sign anything. So there's going to be some people that aren't going to be in this game just because they're bad at paperwork. We have potentially members of the service academies who are not allowed to engage in NIL activity, who potentially might not have their likeness involved in the game. The attorneys of the Army, Navy, and Air Force are trying to figure those things out. You're going to have some number of people that are going to be QB12 or free safety 19. And you're exactly right. We have decades of precedent for this. NBA Jam didn't have Michael Jordan or Shaq. If I go upstairs right now and fire up NBA 2K and open up that the My Team mode, Charles Barkley and Reggie Miller aren't going to be involved. Barry Bonds wasn't in the baseball video games for a while. And those games survived. I mean, to your earlier point, when you're playing a college football video game, you are probably playing the Dynasty mode or you're playing the Road to Glory mode, and players graduate. Players move on. And so you're usually playing against a randomly generated rosters 3 hours into your playthrough anyway. It's a very different world than what Madden or what these other games look like. So the value of one specific player's NIL is not really very strong.
Yeah, it's different than, like, EA used to put out a game called Fight Night, and it had, you know, Manny Pacquiao, and it would have Roy Jones, all these great, Evander, all these great boxers, and then, guess what? It costs so much to get the rights to these things that they no longer thought it was feasible because they wouldn't sell that many copies. I think they'll do okay with the NCAA football version of it. What else do we know about? Do the coaches get a check out of this? Do we know, Matt, if they're a part of something that says, hey, you know, all of a sudden you see Coach Saban on the sideline? Is he getting a paycheck on these things?
You know, that is a great question. And the way that this typically works, and based on the documents that I've inspected, is that EA licenses what we call intellectual property from the schools. So the university is going to get a check somewhere between $10,000 and $100,000, depending on how good they've been at football over the last decade. And that says we can use your logo, your mascot, your uniforms, your stadium, your intellectual property. They pay a couple extra $100 and they get the fight song. That doesn't include coaches. And then they individually sign up all of these players. They're going to have individual contracts for the college football playoff or for individual bowls. There's not a coaches union. And historically, they haven't included coach IP. I actually don't know, and I haven't seen documents to suggest they're trying to specifically license coaches. If they did, they would have to pay them. But that would be ahistorical to how this has typically looked before. Part of what makes this whole process more complicated than it does for any other sports video game that you're playing is because there's no college football players union or association for anything. So everything has to be done one-offs for players or for coaches or for anybody else. And that takes much more time and it has much more overhead than anything that the NFLPA or anything that they do for the NBA or Major League Baseball.
Matt, do we have a last question for you? Do we have an estimated date? I mean, late July, early August? When do we think this is going to drop? Because it was supposed to drop this summer, but they moved it a year back, right?
They did. I think I've been removed from the Christmas card list at Electronic Arts for communicating to the public that the original timeline was this summer. It's been moved back to summer of next year. The biggest reason for that isn't anything that has to do with licensing. It's because they want the game to be good. And so they're taking extra time to redo the physics, to redo some of these animations, build a new infrastructure around it. Because the last time any of us had this college football game was two video game systems ago. I have it set up in my office here. You know, we joke, I turn on my Xbox 360. It sounds like a plane taking off.
Yeah.
Everything has to be completely redone. The July of next summer is what I've been hearing, you know, give or take a couple of weeks either way. The game's not finished yet right now. I can't promise to the world that it's going to be good. I know I haven't played it, but what I can promise, and I've said this repeatedly, is that this game is not going to be a one-to-one clone of Madden. They are trying to make this a different intellectual property with different features, different animations, a different world, even if it's using some of Madden's technology. And if it's good or if it's bad, it's going to be that way on its own merits rather than whatever Madden is. And I know this is something that consumers mention all of the time. And like, that's the one thing I'm going to try to keep beating into everyone's head here. It's not a reskin of that game. If it was, we would have it on our shelves already right now.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because it would be disappointing if all of a sudden I just felt like they had just taken the Madden engine and just put in recruiting and transfer portal and name, image, and likeness and aspect. If they're building it from ground up, which they've had over a decade to do, I mean, you know that they've had a bend where they could dust off at any time saying, let's get back into it. They've been developing it. I cannot wait. My man, great insight as well. For those who want to be a part of the newsletter, let people know how.
You bet. I cover the process of developing this game, as well as a whole bunch of other information about licensing, conference realignment, business of college athletics, and all of the things behind the scenes that go into what you're seeing on the field. You can find that at extrapointsmb.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Matt Brown EP.
There it is. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it always. Matt Brown does a good job on all of those things. Not just NCAA football game. That's where obviously I'm the most intrigued in, but does a great job talking about schedules and kind of the business of the sports. One quick phone call for a break. Jim is in Georgia. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Peter. You mentioned earlier about Cam Newton being the only professional player that played for Auburn in 2010. I thought Nick Fairley, didn't he play with the Detroit? And
yeah, I think you're right, Jim. I think I was thinking of the only player on that offense that had played, and that Nick was championship
they
squad.
They claimed they had the best player on offense and the best college player on defense that year was the main reason they won it. You know, that's what you need. You can win a championship with those two.
Hard to argue with that, especially like if you're going to say, give me the two best players. And if you're going to say it at any one position, you're obviously going to say offense. And if you're going to say a guy in the interior, kind of like Ndamukong Suh was at Nebraska way back in the day, like a unbelievable interior defensive lineman who can collapse the pocket, that's about as good of a person you can get.
Yeah. Hey, you follow golf at all?
I do a little bit.
I heard on another network today that Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are – going to buy teams, or have you heard that?
I hadn't seen that. Of course, for those that, Jim, thank you for the phone call. For those who have not been paying attention, the PGA Tour just announced what yesterday, I believe, that they are going to be merging with the Saudi PIF. That's their investment fund, which basically means that LIV Golf and PGA Golf are going to be under the same umbrella, which is kind of shocking for everybody. Remember, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy were vociferously saying against it. Like, they're like, nope, we will not take the money. I mean, Tiger passed up $750 million. I mean, Rory McIlroy passed up $400 million. They said no, only for the PGA Tour to come out and do a deal with them. So they've got to be feeling kind of weird right now. I don't know about them buying teams. I know that they had announced in January of 24 that they were going to start their own kind of inside golf league, but I haven't seen any kind of plans about rolling that out. So, listen, cash rules everything around me, Kareem. As far as the money, the dollar bills are out there. 855-242-PAUL is that phone number. Peter Burns in for Paul.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. Paul Feinbaum Show. Peter Burns sitting in. Your phone calls have been fantastic so far. In fact, someone even said that Jim in Tuscaloosa was the smartest man on this show, which I don't necessarily disagree with. My question back to him was like, could Jim in Tuscaloosa run for elective office? Could he get the NIL rules changed up in Washington? 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Wild Bill in California. What's up, man?
You know what, Peter? Jim couldn't get elected any better than Donald Trump, which is the point. But didn't want to jump in too soon with that to say, now, as a Roadrunner, are you sure you're an LSU Tiger fan?
Well, so Wild Bill, the story is my dad's a cancer survivor. And so when he went to school after he survived cancer, I was like 7 or 8. So every single sporting event I went to growing up in Port Allen, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we would sit in the LSU student section. So that's where I learned to be an LSU fan, and that's where I learned to curse and probably drink a little bit.
Well, you know, being a Mississippi State fan, I remember the bottles that came down from the stands just because we couldn't exit at that end of the stadium. And then there's Colorado, and there's the other stuff. But Peter, main thing is, I know whenever Paul is not there, that you're available, and that somebody who represents the middle-of-the-road team has a space. Because the Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Georgia suckers dominate the conversation. And it's boring because, oh, okay, that's just great. But my point is, again, I'm going to tell you, Will Rogers and Zach Arnett are going to shock the world on this side of the coin. Because you get no respect when you're riding the Dangerfield. I just wanted to get an opportunity to put it in. And I love you for so many reasons, because you're honest and you're fair and you give everybody a chance. And the rest of the network and those stupid, ignorant people that are dominate. Oh, they've got the private line phone. They can call every 5 minutes. You go, oh, I don't agree. They insulted me. They told me I was stupid and ignorant when they are. I just kind of go, yay. But why would I want to call in and join in that parade? You offer me the only opportunity for that. My wife went to Baton Rouge and went to LSU. And I know all about it. There's no more fun there is in Baton Rouge for a ball game. But they're not the only game in town. That's all.
Wow, Bill, thank you for the phone call. I will say this. I mean, teams you talk about, you said Will Rogers and Zach Arnett. I love Zach Arnett. And spending some time around him, my man has blinders on. And you're talking about it is just, it's football nonstop. I saw him in Destin, and a lot of times when you see these coaches in the spring meetings, you get a chance to have a little bit of fun with them. You kind of talk to them about what their activities are outside. He wanted none of that. He just wanted to talk ball. And so now we get to see that. Interesting to see how much of that air raid offense now, you know, with Mike Leach no longer being there, about what that offense looks like now. All right, we got to go one more time. Jim, we got about a minute before the commercial break.
Peter, who was the nice person that said something nice about me? Who was that?
God, I don't recall who it was, Jim. It was it's going to take a second to find out who it was.
Well, find out. Let me know on there because I'll hang up and let me know over there. But you know, Wild Bill, there's another moron, and he's right. I probably couldn't get elected, but it's all because I am like Trump. I tell the truth. I know what's going on, and I better shut up. Peter, I better quit while I'm behind, right?
Jim, real quick, it was Mike from Virginia that called in and said that you're the smartest guy in sports in this show.
Well, he must have heard me a while back, but I wouldn't argue with him, would you?
Hard to argue with that, Jim.
Thank you, Peter. Peter Burns, I think your buddy's coming in pretty soon. He's out in the hot places working, but he'll be in pretty soon. Peter Burns. Thank you very much.
Jim in Tuscaloosa. Oh, the second time we got that phone call from him. It is that's a lot to chew on. To say the least. We got a lot more coming up on the show. Looking forward to talking to Todd Walker here in a little bit. We'll talk a little college baseball, super regionals going on, 6 different SEC teams. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls as well. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. And you can hit me up on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. Also, something that's coming across my desk right now, we're going to talk about it. Think about this. The Big Ten just announced something that's called Flex Protect Plus. It sounds like car insurance. But basically, their scheduling model now is not everybody has 1 or 3 permanent opponents. Some have 3, some have 2, some have 1. Maybe something the SEC should look at? We'll discuss the next couple hours here on the Paul Feinbaum Show.